Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 260. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. A bunch of guys on the show bringing a bunch of apps. You know the drill. Let's just introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
I salute you, Mr. Cherubino. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
I will say, killer app today. Killer app today is coming out.
Oh, I can't wait.
Got the killer app warning already.
Eric Ardini is also joining us from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I'm glad to be back again, man. It's not good for me to be gone for a whole week from the show. It's not. Hey, and I forgot. I was going to say one more thing about this G Watch that we're giving away that I forgot to tell you guys yesterday. This thing, some other watches, they were complaining about how they charge. This one's like a mag charger. It just, there's a nice little USB powered square that sits on your counter or whatever, and you just lay this watch right on it. It magnets right down and does it. There's nothing you can worry about breaking. There's no plug in on the side of the watch itself or bending USB pins whatsoever.
That's so good.
That's smart.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric's talking about the LG G Watch that we're giving away on the show. He's testing it out and making sure it works properly for the lucky winner. If you want to join this contest, or if you want to win the contest, if you want to be entered in the contest, go to podnuts.com/AAA Club and sign up for the Android App Addicts Club. There's all kinds of cool perks, and you get entered in the contest. My name is Steve Cherubino, by the way, and let's get into the show. Dor, what do you have for us this week?
Okay, this is the kind of app, it only costs $1 to buy the full version. Download it for free. The in-app purchase is a one-time fee of $1. Super quick tangent. They're going to change the Google Play policy to also display when there's in-app purchases, what is the minimum and what is the maximum you can spend on in-app purchases. So for this app, the minimum is nothing and the maximum is $1. It would be really nice to know that kind of information before you download the app, and that's what this new policy is going to
do. Yeah. That's awesome.
Right. Do they allow a free app to have a minimum in-app purchase?
Yeah, because you don't have to ever get an in-app purchase.
But to use the app, I just assume if there's a minimum in-app purchase, that it might as well just be charged.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, but you can also have paid apps with in-app purchases, too.
Right. Oh, that's what it sounds like to me. That would be. Okay. Oh, no. Never mind. Sorry.
So what is this app?
There's been a plague. There's been a disease. There's been a scurvy. I don't know if that's the right word or not. That has been...
a scourge? Scourge.
That has been infected on the internet for a while now. And not a lot's been done about it. Not a lot's been said about it. There's been once in a while a little bit video explaining why... When you shoot a video on your phone, you should not be holding your phone in portrait mode, but you should be holding it in landscape mode, because other screen we're going to watch this on is in widescreen format. So you should always hold your phone in landscape mode. This app fixes that. It's called Horizon. Okay? If you watch the video on the Google Play Store, it might take you a second to get, quote unquote, what's going on. But if you hold your phone in portrait mode while taking the video that is getting recorded is still in your native landscape aspect ratio. It's just basically cropped down. But if you watch it in landscape mode, it will take up the entire screen. But you can literally have your phone and twist and turn your phone as you're recording, and it will always appear perfectly level. Not perfect level. It would always appear level. Sometimes you'll see a little swing as it adjusts, and it will come.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is the app, quite literally. I'm putting on my wife's phone and somehow making it so whenever she records a video, this is the app that gets launched.
So everything,
I take it she records a lot of portrait shots.
I take it everybody who listens to this show has a spouse, a mate, or a friend who constantly records video the wrong way. So putting this app on the phone, even if they hold their phone the wrong way, it's still being recorded in landscape.
So, but what if your video makes it to the news or TMZ? Will you still be able to get like blurred out sides when they show it on television?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because they always have the blurred sides. Yeah, I was actually going to bring this app myself. Thanks for bringing it, Dor, though. This is a cool app. I didn't pay for it, but I do want to because when you don't, you only get, I think, 15 seconds long for videos, and it's definitely worth a buck.
You get 15 seconds, and at the end, you get a full screen, basically, ad for the app.
The thing that's amazing about this is not so much just that it fixes the landscape problem, but how well it adjusts to you if you say you've got this thing where your hand moves like this the whole time you're videotaping. It'll stay with you, and it'll keep a landscape no matter which way your phone's pointing.
That is amazing. I mean, the video almost looks fake. Is it that good?
It's close to that good. On me, like once or twice in the video, I saw what I was shooting like go like 5 degrees and then come back. But it was very smooth. It was very smooth. So it just looked like I was holding it and just went like this on accident and just gave it a little bit of bump. So the correction is a very natural looking process. I will give it that. And I was too. I looked at the video and I said, there's no way it's this quote unquote good. It really was. I was very impressed.
Wow.
What a great app.
It's only a buck.
So the free version only records in portrait mode, right?
No. The free version will record in both modes, but only for 15 seconds.
Okay.
That would be good.
All right. Cool beans. By the way, speaking of apps, the Android App Addict soundboard has been removed forcefully from the Google Play Store because the word Android was too prominently emphasized in the show, in the name of the app.
Yes, and Caleb Faults also got a takedown notice for the Android App Addict's companion app.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, there's only so many ways. I tried to send an email basically saying suck it, but I said it a little nicer to Google. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to put it back up. So whoever has it, that app now is a very valuable app. Can't get it anywhere else. It's on your phone. It's on there for good. Alrighty.
Well, I guess I'm never getting rid of my S3 now.
Do you still have the soundboard up on there?
I think I've got it on the N7. I don't think I have it on the phone actually.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm gonna be missing
it. I emailed him twice. I said, it's the name of my podcast. Is that okay? Nothing. No response.
No response. No, because your email went to a bot.
I know, but how do I not bot that?
I know a chick, man. I'll reach out to her.
Please. Eric, thank you. I'm glad you know chicks. Must be that G-Watch. All right, what do you got for us this week?
All right, Dor took my Horizon app, so I can close that one. This one here, wow. Did you guys not see that yet? I'm trying to send it in the place, in the thing. Okay, anyway, I've got a racing game. Check this out. This is a racing game where you never tilt your device side to side or press buttons. To steer. You don't even steer in this racing game. It's called Slingshot Racing. And I think it's probably the only racing app you can play that you don't have to steer.
What do you do?
Basically, you're like an ice cart, like almost like a luge sled, I guess. And it's a very steampunkish game. And there's basically these big spindles that are spinning around. And you grab, while you're on your luge or sled, you grab ropes, and these big spindles are spinning, and you grab a rope, and that's how you propel yourself, and you just have to time it perfectly. Grab the rope and let go at the right time to get around corners, and then get enough momentum to make it through the straightaways.
How do you grab the rope?
By pressing your screen, anywhere on your screen. Anywhere that's comfortable on your screen.
It seems like a lot of fun.
It is. It's 99 cents in the Play Store. I got it on the Apple Store. I think it was 99 cents there, too. Or not the Apple Store, the Amazon Apple Store.
Oh, my God. I was like, did you just say that?
I think you did.
Amazon Store. I think it's 99 cents there also.
Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm,
I've been doing the career mode. I haven't done the tournament mode at all yet, but it grabs your attention, and it's really fun, and I like it.
Right. Just a couple things I want to throw out here. One for you, Eric. I love the idea of a racing game that has absolutely non-standard mechanics of how to race.
Yeah.
I love that inventfulness of it. It's timing-based kind of thing, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I want to ask everyone listener out there, without being sarcastic, is I know not a lot of the listeners visit the spreadsheet or the AAA, the Podnuts Android App Addicts community, because I document all the apps there, but it seems like not a lot of people go there. I get now on podnuts.com affiliate fees for Android applications. And I want to know from the listeners, how would you feel if, when it's a paid app, I point it towards Amazon.com and not play.google.com because of the affiliate fees?
Commissions. In other words, you will make money if people buy apps.
If they spend the same amount of money they would on the app, but use the affiliate commission link, we will get a bump.
In other words, if they buy it on Amazon, you'll get a commission. If they buy it on the Play Store, you won't.
Right. Yeah. Right now, Google Play has no commission process that I know of.
Yeah. I'm for that. Is there any downside for the user?
Here's the only difference. With a Google Play, you already have Google Play installed. Okay. So every time you download an app, you do it through that application. The people without the Amazon App Store on their phone would have to go download the Amazon App Store to get the app through that marketplace, but then you have to leave that marketplace installed on your phone or the app will stop working.
Well, let's put it this way. If you want to support Podnuts and you buy all your apps through the Amazon affiliate link, it will help the network. So how can people buy apps through that door?
The links in the show will just be affiliate linked. So embedded in the URL of the link in the spreadsheet and in the Google Plus community will be the affiliate code. So when you just go there and if you buy the app, voila, it gets posted towards our account.
Gotcha. Very cool. Very cool.
I think anybody who's listening to this show would appreciate having the other app store on their phone anyway, just for the simple fact that they're probably tired of me saying this was a free one on Amazon last week.
Yeah.
This was a free one on Amazon last month, because they actually are giving away some great apps. I mean, sometimes there's ones that you might not be interested in, but
it's every day.
Every day,
right?
There's another free app. And then today they gave out, I think, like, I don't know, 15, 20 apps for free, equaling up to $150 worth of apps.
No. Yeah. Sometimes the apps are horrible. Okay. But like right now through Saturday, Eric, three day event, $150 plus worth of apps for free. One of them was a dictionary app, literally worth like $40.
Yeah. I don't get how a dictionary app could ever be worth $40.
I don't either.
It must be Oxford. Was it Oxford?
Oh, no.
I think it was Merriam-Webster. But anyway, yeah. I mean, still, you got Google. That's a dictionary. Yeah. If you're learning to spell, you got spell check. I don't know. I don't get it, but.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
The listeners, if you feel compelled one way or the other, please just send us an email, aaa@podnuts.com, and let me know what you guys think.
We should set up a link. Here's what I think. I'm going to say this live on the show because I think it's mm-hmm. what we should do. You know how people want us to say the name of the app after every app we do, and I usually forget lately, and somebody pointed that out.
Slingshot Racing, yes.
Yeah, Slingshot Racing. We should just have a link that we say at the end of every show, at the end of every app, and we'll call it like podnuts.com/buy apps. And after every app we talk about, we'll say you could get this at podnuts.com/buy apps. And then all those will have the affiliate links built right in on that page. Isn't that a good idea, Dor? Anyway, we'll talk about it later. Eric, what do you got for us this week?
I have Slingshot Racing by Crescent Moon Games.
Oh, you did that. Right, Dor, what else do you got for us this week? We'll do one more for each, right. And then we'll save the rest for Empty the Tank Friday.
I'm not going to say I completely understand this app, okay? I'm not going to lie. I can tell you this. It's a beautiful app. I can tell you this. It's a kind of fun app. Tyson Neil deGrasse Tyson would probably like the app too. It's a space travel kind of app. It's called Interstellar. It's a very interesting app in the sense, first off, you get multiple views on how you're playing the game. Like if you look at take a look at the screenshots, that you do have one screenshot where you're basically like behind the spacecraft and you're trying to maintain this course, which is the yellow line in the screenshot, where you're trying not to get too close to the black hole's gravity or too far out. And you're trying to stay on that line to get the right slingshot effect, hence slingshot racing kind of thing. Slingshot effect.
Is it a black hole or are you just in a planet's
sometimes
orbit?
It's black hole, sometimes it's planet's orbit. I will say that. I was mistaken. Other times you get a very top-down effect where you're trying to make an orbit around the planet to collect gems and then slingshot off that to another planet to collect more gems. It's a game that requires definite amounts of patience, but it's definitely a fun game. I can't, you know, insist on that enough. It's definitely a fun game. I also, again, put up my oldest son's tablet. He had definite fun playing this. And I will say, I found out about this from Dan Washko over at, I don't even know the website, Tilts, T-L-L-T-S, from him. Cool game. I can't even explain it, though. Space travel. Gravity, slingshotting, orbits, gems, black holes.
You explained it pretty well.
No, I didn't. If you sit down and play the game for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you'll think to yourself, this game's so much more than just that.
Okay. Oh, it looks cool.
And it's a very, very well-paced game. That was the one thing I really liked about it.
Ah, gotta have that. Interstellar from Paramount Digital Entertainment. Sir. Sweet. Eric, what do you got for us for the last
episode? I'm going to come back with another game. This one is pretty unique and cool. It's called Kitten Taxi. Almost has nothing to do with kittens. Well, it does a little bit with kittens. Not so much taxi. So basically, you're a bank robbing cat. And you, the game starts out just as you have robbed a bank. And basically all you're doing is driving away from the bank, being followed by police vehicles, which you have your friendly other cats just shooting up behind your car at them. And you have to go basically just right and left and pick up some like suitcases full of more ammunition, bigger guns, and stay away from these little red bottle bombs that the cops are trying to throw at you to blow you up. If you move over and the bottle bomb ends up hitting their car and blows them up. But yeah, it's just basically it's just a getaway game. And it's all done in a really neat kind of pencil art type animation style, I guess.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are these screenshots the actual gameplay?
Yeah, and it's really super smooth, and it's really? Very, very nice game. Even though
is it? It looks like just crayon or pencil drawings. That's crazy. It's like pencil drawings. Wow, that it almost looks like they can't possibly be screen or gameplay shots.
Yeah, I swear this is a fun game. Those are totally the shots. I don't know how much it was. It's installed. I don't remember if this one was free or paid.
It's free.
It's okay. It's worth every penny plus then. It does have in-app purchases, I suppose, where you can buy bigger guns and things. I didn't get too much into that. Definitely worth a try, though. Kitten Taxi, if you want a fun, cool-looking game.
Very cool, man. I love it. This is an Eric.
Well,
game.
This is, but this is also a Gina game from All About Android. She did pick this for the week.
Really?
Yeah, no, relax. Man. And nobody on the show initially believed this is literally all hand-drawn scenes. Whoever did this artwork spent time, lots of time drawing. This, to me, is one of the best-looking, stylized games I think I've seen in a while. So whoever actually sat down and did this, they deserve money. That's all I gotta say, money, because this was so time intensive.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like, it's funny, it just looks unreal that these gameplay shots are actually animated, but I got to download this.
You know what? I'm not bummed that she brought it to All About Android, because I actually like Gina.
Oh, yeah. She's the smart one.
I do agree that. Yes.
Very cool. All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this show. We got 4 apps out there for you. And next show is going to be Empty the Tank Friday, where we're going to just splatter you with apps. Like, imagine as many apps as you can stuffed into like a super soaker water gun, and we're just going to shoot it at you. All right, well, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. See you next time.